Yendaveri.
Omar Rav Gidal Omar Rav. Haoimer lechaveiroi. Nashkin v'nishne perek ze. Olov lehashkin. Haoimer lechaveiroi. Nashkin v'nishne perek ze. Olov lehashkin. Shenemar v'yoimer olai ben odom kumtzer labiko. ושום הדבר איתכו ואצל אל הביקו והנה שום כבוד השם אומר. So the third Rav Gidal Omar Rav is saying a chidush. האומר לחברו נשכים ונשנה פרק זה אולוב להשכים שנאמר ויאמר אלי בן אדום קומצה אל הביקו. So what is the chidush of Rav Gidal? So the Tesis Yeshonim brings down that you could learn the Gemara in two drachim. You could learn one derech in the Gemara that the chiddush is that you have to keep your word, that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. What is the raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay, but Azei, so the raya is that you have to keep your word. Azei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and he was there. Inami, the chiddush of the sugya is that the one that said Nashkim v'nishne, that person has to be the first. Val he's the ma'irer badovo, so he has to be the first. So stupshatim, what is the chiddush of Rav Gidal? That Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works. Does he go for the chiddush that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works? Or the chiddush is not that the Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works. The Iker Chiddush is that all of Lehashkim, he has to be the first. The Ran says that both of the Chiddushim are emes. Lamezan and the Ran. All of Lehashkim. Mistabu li da'ochiko amar. Keiven shomar nashkim ari kibel olov she yehu amoirer badovo. Keshem shu moirer me'achshov. Like he's the one that is bringing up that we will be there. So he has to be the first one. Vetaltiko mashmalot. Chode de bekabole ba'alme ledvar mitzvah mehani. Even without shari ochel lo yizkir lo yinedo ve lo yishvue. Ve'afilu ochi bediburu ba'alme sagi idum yidem ha'idem amrin de kabole belichud mehani letzdoke. Kinersi bepicha zu tzdoke vua adin lechol dvar mitzvah. Ve'komashmalo nami de olav le'ashkim ki de oval kudshu brichu. Tu chidushim zog deran. One chiddush is that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works. The second chiddush is she'olav lehashkim. He has to be the first. The Rosh Taka says only the second chiddush. She'olav lehashkim. That he has to be the first. And it's pashut that the Ran is l'shitosei and the Rosh is l'shitosei. Lefi the Ran, till now we never were handling a sugya of a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. The first two sugyas were a sugyas of shvua. The Gemara never handled the sugya of Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. So while the first two sugyas were shvua, now is the first sugya that the Gemara speaks out a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. The first time that the Gemara mentions a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. So while is the first time that the Gemara mentions a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. So the Ran says that the chiddush of Rav Gidal is that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. That Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. If till now we never learned the Yisoid of Kabbalah Ledvar Mitzvah, and now the Gemara is Mechadish, that Kabbalah Ledvar Mitzvah helps, so the first Chiddush is, as Kabbalah Ledvar Mitzvah helps. It's the first Chiddush of Rav Gidal, Kabbalah Ledvar Mitzvah helps. And as the Chiddush is, Olav Lehashkim. Olav Lehashkim. And mashma that the Iker Pasuk is taken for the second thing. For the first thing, it's a Svarah, although we learn that from Tzedakah, that Kabbalah Ledvar Mitzvah helps. And the second Chiddush is that he has to be first. Masha'enken lefi the Rosh, that already in the sugya before we know that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. Okum ve'eshne, perek zeh masechta zu, neder godel neder leloike Yisrael, the Rosh learns that it's a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. It's not a shvua, it's a neder, it's a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. So already that chiddush we know from the second Rav Gidal. So what is the chiddush of Rav Gidal? Only the second chiddush, that he has to get up first. Aber mikol makim lefi the Ran, so we have two chiddushim in Rav Gidal. One chiddush is that Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works, And the second chiddush is that you have to get up first. We'll speak on the first chiddush of the Ran. So the Ran says that what is the chiddush of Rav Gida? That Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah works. It's mefurash in the Ran that it's not a parsha of Nedori. That this chiddush is not from the parsha of Nedori. The Ran said it already in the Friedrich Suge. Neder is only if you ask for the Chefze. But a Kabbalah to do a Dvar Mitzvah, it's not a Neder. The Ran in the beginning of the Masechta says, Nedorim is Yisur Chefze. Oder Nidre Yisur, Oder Nidre Egdesh. It's no Neder to do a Dvar Mitzvah. B'meila, the Ran learns, it's not a Parsha of Nedorim, it's a Kabbalah Mu'etes. It's no Bal Yachel. Ki Yasefer says, it's a Derabonon. It's a Derabonon. The Ran repeats himself in Tainis. For persons mekabel a Tainis, he says it's not a real nether Kabbalah's Tainis. It's a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. Kabbalah be'alme. Kabbalah be'alme. It's a Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. Masha'engen, the Rosh and the Ritva learn, it's a parsha of Nedorim. The Rosh calls it, it's not Iker nether, it's a new parsha of Nedorim. And the Ritva state that it's mamish a nether. It's a nether gomur. The Ritva, if you remember, in the beginning of the Masechti, says, it's two Nedorim, Nidre Yisur, she'asos the Chefze, and Nidre Hegdesh, she'mekabel al atzmoi, to give a korban, oilaso is called Dvar Mitzvah, the first Ritva in the Masechti. The Ritva says, what is Nedorim? Odo she'oisar dova Chefze, o Nidre Hegdesh, v'chen ha'nedor letzdoke, oya mekabel oilaso is shum Dvar Mitzvah, v'zeo she'omar mo'itzes zecho tishmo v'osisek ha'shonodarto, la'ashem elikecho. So the Ran doesn't call it a parshev nedorim, and it's for sure no bal yachel. Masha'eng and the Ritvo and the Rosh, they call it a parshev nedorim. If it's a bal yachel or not, machleikes, some achoinim hold yes, some achoinim hold nein. But the Ritvo, the Rosh says it's not mamish a neder, it's kein a neder. The Ritvo calls it mamish a neder. So here's the chiddush of the Ran, that is a parshev kabbalah, that is not parshev nedorim. Kabbalah mu'etes. Masha'eng lefi the Ritvo. It's mamish a parsha of a neder. Now, when you read the Lashon Aran, it's mashma that even tzedakah is not a real neder. He says it's kabbalah be'alme like tzedakah. It's the Lashon Aran. Kabbalah mu'etes like tzedakah. And the goyen is mashma nishtazeh, that in tzedakah the Aran is moide, that it's a parsha because the moment is meshubed, is a parsha of nedorim nidre mitzvah. Shara kabbalahs are not real. Only stam kabbalah be'alme. Because the Loshon HaShulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Yud Gimel, Ha'oimer Eshne Perek Ze, Ki'ilu Nodar Letzdoke, Reish Yud Gimel Sif Beis, Ha'oimer Eshne Perek Ze, Ki'ilu Nodar Letzdoke, Zog Beramo, Ve'u Adin Shar Mitzvahs. Of them the Goyen says, no, Aval Aran Oiches, Sheze Kabole Be'arme. What is the Kasha? Ki'ilu Nodar Letzdoke. Tzdoke also is a Kabole Be'arme. And the Goyen is Mashman, that Tzdoke is more from a Kabole Be'arme. Aber wie nicht wie, Shita Saran, that Nidre Mitzvah is a Kabbalah Be'alme, it's not a Parsha V'Neder. Masha'enken, the Ritvo and the Rosh, they call it, it's a Parsha V'Neder. Now, let me gain a trop weiter. The Ritvo, after he says that it's a Neder, maybe we'll start from the Ran. The Ran says that the Kabbalah helps, even afal pi she'enken loy Neder veloy Shvuah. The Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. Afal pi she'en kan loy neder veloy shvuah. Even if there is no neder veshvuah, the Kabbalah ledvar mitzvah helps. What the Ran means, afal pi she'en kan loy neder veloy shvuah. Shari lo hiskir loy neder veloy shvuah. What do you say neder? We're speaking on a mitzvah to learn. What the Ran means that he will say neder. The Ran says, when a person says the words Ashkim ve'eshne masech tezu, neder goda nodar le'eloike Yisrael, afal pi she'en kan lo'y neder ve'lo'y shvua. Afal pi she'lo hiskir lo'y neder ve'lo'y shvua. What kind of neder ve'shvua he could have been maskir? Afal pi she'lo hiskir lo'y neder ve'lo'y shvua. What would be the neder ve'shvua that he could have been maskir, just he was not maskir? Afal pi she'lo hiskir kan lo'y neder ve'lo'y shvua. Even that he was not maskir neder v'shvur, even so it's chal. Aval b'shelo iskir lo neder v'shvur. Avad, he says, I will learn today. What do you say? Koinov that I will learn? But the Ritva says, he could have said, harei olai to learn. Harei olai to learn masech teploini. He didn't say harei olai. He said, Eshkim ve'eshne, I will learn tomorrow about Basra, I will learn tomorrow about Kame. He didn't say, Arei olai to learn. Even so, it's chal. If you would have to have a Loshon Neder, Zog de Ritvo, you would have to say, Arei olai to learn Masechta tomorrow. This is Zog de Loshon HaRitvo. So what? So Mikol Mekoyim, the Ran learns, and as we pass, if a person says, Eshne, tomorrow I will learn Masechta Babekame, tomorrow I will come in time, tomorrow I will do this, tomorrow I will do that, he has to do it, Afal Pi She'en Kan Lo Yneda V'Lo Yishvua, even if he didn't say Arei Olai. The Ritva that learns that it's Mamesh and Neder, learns that you have to say Arei Olai. You have to say Arei Olai. Aye, the Gemara says, even if you don't say Arei Olai, it works. Zog the Ritva, it's Medin Yad. It's Medin Yad. So again, Lemaskone la'aloche, if you say, Eshne Masech Deployni, you have to do it. Lefi Deran, it's Kabbalah Mu'etes. Lefi the Ritva, it's Nidre Mitzvah. Could be even a Baliachel. Just Lefi the Ritva, it's Medin Yad, because you didn't say Aloshin Gomu. Masherenke Lefi Deran, you don't need to say Aloshin Gomu. Eshne Masech Dezu, it's enough Aloshin. But if you say, like we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, and as you'd give us a base, if you say, Eshne Masech Tezu, you have to keep your word and you have to do it. Other Kabbalah Mu'etes Lefi Deran, other a real Parshas Neder Lefi Deritman, we explain, because Deran learns the Dorim is Chefze, there's no Neder on a Gavre, it's only a Kabbalah Mu'etes, and the Ritman learns that the Mitzvah could be a Chiyuv on the Gavre, and now it's, you didn't say Arei Olai, it works Medinia. Zog the Ritva, Gishmak Yo Yisofen. So if it works Medin Yad, so it's Muchach here, Sheyesh Yad LeTzdoke. Arei Nidre Mitzvah we learn from Tzdoke. So if the Gemara says that Eshne Masech Tezu, the Neder is Chal, it's Muchach that Yesh Yad LeTzdoke. So the Ritva finishes, so what the Ramban said in Daf Zayin, Sunyin Deshmaisin, Yesh Yad LeTzdoke, he meant Daf Ches. It's Muchach in Daf Ches, Sheyesh Yad LeTzdoke. וזהו מה שאומר הרב, וסוגין דשמייסין יש יד לצדוקה, that למסקונה ויפסקין יש יד לצדוקה, it means the סוגין דפחס. מה שאינגל לפי דרן, it's not working here מדין יד. קבלה מועדס. I will learn tomorrow, it's חל, it's not מדין יד. So how the Ran will explain what the Ramban said, סוגין דשמייסין יש יד לצדוקה. זה נשתו אז הסוגיה. So what is the pshat in the Ramban? Sugin de shmeisin yesh yad letzdoke. The teretz is, the Ran himself in Daf Zayin answered it. What the Ran said in Daf Zayin? In Tim Tzeloima. That what the Gemara says, sugin de shmeisin yesh yad letzdoke, she soyver harav, kishit asaram, that we pass in Tim Tzeloima. So it's mamash leshitoso. The Ritva learns that it's a parsha of Nedorim. This is a parsha of Nedorim. Nidrei Mitzvah. You have to remember this, the Klal and Shas. Shita Saritvo and the Rosh, that is Nidrei Mitzvah. Neder Godal Nodal Eloike Yisrael, it's Nidrei Mitzvah. Masha'engel Vidaran, it's not a parsha of Nedorim. It's a Kabbalah Mu'etes. I mean, the Ritva says it's a Din Loshen, it works with Din Yad. Sugi de Shmaisin, Yesh Yad Letzdoke. Lefi de Rosh, Lefi de Ran, he said a fully Loshen. But again, it's a Kasha. Yeah, it's a Kasha. Right? Rabban Alater is a Kasha. We pass in La'aloche that if a person says Eshne Masech Tezu, he has to do it. Seif in Shulchan Aruch Yud Gimel Ha'imer Eshne Perek Zu Ki'ilu Nodar Lo Sitzdoke. And if a person says that he will do it, he has to do it. It's Nidrei Mitzvah. It's Chal. It's Chal. This is the reason, there's a minik to say, Bli Neder. Shulchan Aruch brings it down, we'll see in a second, in Reish Gimel. Tzorich Lizor Shelo Yidor Shum Dovo, Vafilu Tzdoke in Toiv Lidor, Alken in Poiskim Imo Tzdoke, Yoimar Beloi Neder. The Shach explains, Yoimar Beloi Neder, not don't make a Neder. Every time when they tell you, you give Tzdoke and you say yes, Bli Neder. Because if you don't say Bli Neder, Zog the Shach, it's Chal Me'elov. Because you don't have to say the Loshon Neder. Even without the Loshon Neder, if you say, Eshne Masech Tezu, I will give you an amount of money, Letzdoke. If you didn't say Bli Neder, it's Chal, Midin, Oda Lefida Ran, Midin, Kabbalah Mu'etes, Oda Lefida Ritva, Mitzad Loshon, B'meila, it's chal. B'meila, you have to say bli neida. You have to say bli neida. If you don't say bli neida, it's not chal. If you don't say bli neida, it's not chal. This is the aloha we pass in the aloha. We mentioned that lemaisa the loshe bli neida is mitzuchzuch lefi the rosh and the ritva. Lefi the ran would be better to say b'loy kabolet. It's not b'loy neida. It's not a neida even. אבל למה יש את הנוסח בפור ראש השונה, התורס נדור, אם יישא כל שום דבר טוב שקיבלתי על עצמי ולא אמרתי ולא נדע. So, מסתם לפי דרן, it's enough to say בלוי נדע. Even then, anyway, it's not a נדע. And you mean בלוי קבולה, it's also good. לפי דרוש and the ריטבו, it's a נדע. So, I'm saying בלוי נדע. I'll fast tomorrow, בלוי נדע. I'll give צדוקת, בלוי נדע. And from that came, that אבי הנוגע טובה, the meaning is to say בלי נדע. Because if you don't say בלי נדע, you מחויב to do it. You מחויב to do it. This is Be'etzim the Halacha. Lefi the Ran, Psa Kabbalah Mu'etes, Psa the Rabbonon Dik, and Lefi the Ritva in the Rosh, Psa the Raisa Dikadim. The Raisa Dikadim. Fregen the Poiskim, Akashin Shulchan Aruch. I want to read together a Seif and Simon Reish Gimel, Seif Vav. So again, this Halacha that Nidre Mitzvechal, even without the Loshen Neder, אז שוכנוך עם ראש י' ג' סעיף ב' זה אומר אשנה פרק זו כאילו נודר לא עושה צדוקה אוי לעשי שר המצווס ונדרי קייר אז חר זה ראה, זה לא של נדר the goin says נדר is not the run the run calls it קבולה בעלמה אבל זה לא שוכנוך פסקת אז סימן ראש ג' סעיף אוף האומר אשנה פרק זה ויורה שמו ישרה של בדובו שורילי למינדר לזירוזה נפשי חיין אם יורש יתקפנו יצרי ויעבור על איזה ממצווס למצווס השם לא יססו ישרה של מקרי מעשה מצווה לישובה ולידור כדי לזרז עצמו שוכנורך פסקנס דגמורי אומר רב גידל אומר רב מניין שנשבועים לקיים מסע מצווה שנאמר נשבעתי והקיימו אם יורש יתקפנו יצרוי ויעבור על איזה מצווה במצווס השם מצווה לישובה ולידור כדי לזרז עצמו It's very good. Now, let me learn good the Seif inside. The first line in the Seif is a very shver line. Ha'oimer eshne perek ze, ve'yore shemo yisra shel badovor, shorilei lemindar lezeruze nafshei. Again, a person said he will learn a masechte, and he's scared that he will be misra shel badovor, he's allowed to make a neder lezeruze nafshei. What is the neder that he does? That he says that he will learn. He doesn't have to make a nether. Look inside. He doesn't have to make a nether. The fact that he says the words Eshne Masech Tezu, this is the nether. How you read the Shulchan Aruch? Ha'oimer Eshne Perek Zeh Ve'yore Shemo Yisra Shel Badovo Shorilei Lizruze Nafshei. He's allowed to Mezarez Nafshei. Lemeindar, he's allowed to make a nether. Freg the Shach. Even without the neder, we learned in Reish Yud Gimel, we learned in Ar Gemore, if a person says the words Eshne Masech Tezu, it's chal. Lefi the Ran, it's chal because Kabbalah Mu'etes. Lefi the Ritva, it's chal Medinyodes, but it's chal. It's a neder. You don't have to say the words Arei Olai. You don't have to say Koinam. Nidrei Mitzvah. Even without the Loshen Neder, the fact that you said that you will do it, it's chal. And here the Shulchan Aruch said the second part: If you Yoresh Yavra Alecha B'Mitzvus Hashem. Make a neder or shvue, Rav Gidol Amarav, Nishboim Lekayim Esa Mitzvus. But what is the pshad in the first line of Shulchan Aruch? Ha'oimer Eshne Perek Zeh, V'yoresh Emo Yisra Shel Badovor, V'yoresh Emo Yisra Shel Badovor, Shorilei Lemindar Lizeruze Nafshe. Zog de Shach Pshat, Avada, he doesn't have to say a neder. If he says, I will learn, it's a neder. Shulchan Aruch is Mechadish, you're allowed to say, I will learn. I would think that a person has to say every time Bli Neida. Tomorrow morning I'll be in time. Bli Neida. Because if not, you're over on the Neida if you came late. So I would think that he's mechuyev to say Bli Neida. Zog de Shulchan Aruch, if you want to mechazik yourself, don't say Bli Neida. Hopefully like this, you will keep it. As I learned the Shach Pshat. Shori li lemida sifkot nei. Miu afilu bidibu ba'al meshiyoy mar eshne. Har ava leichiyuv neida. So he doesn't have to make the neder. No, the kilu and seif dalet we learn when someone is coming to ask for tzedakah, say bli neder. Here, you're not mechuyev to say bli neder. The police can speak out, why take it? Because in a moment, there's a chash, a person will take it, change his mind. So even when they ask you if it's okay, say every time, bli neidah. Because if not, moment is zach, that people are nichshon. But to sit and learn, you're allowed to mezarez nafshei, and say, I will learn. But you don't have to say bli neidah. There's no musik bli neidah. You're allowed to say, I will learn. This is the seif in Shulchan Aruch. But the lashon in Shulchan Aruch is a little bit shver. האימר יש נפרק זו ויור השם הישרה של בדובו שורי לנדורי לזרוז הנפשי זה לא תמק הנעידה זוג דורך השולחון ענו פשט אל השולחון אורך A person sees that when he says אש נמסך תזו he write that the Gemara says נדר גודל נדר לאלוקי ישראל אבל למעשה it doesn't make him to keep the נדר it doesn't work. It doesn't make him to keep the net. He sees that even when he says, Esh nemasech tezu, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. He's not learning. Shori li lizruz nafshei. Shori li lizruz nafshei. And what he's doing with lizruz nafshei. Shori li lizruz nafshei. And what he will do with the lizruz nafshei. He will say like this. I will learn tomorrow morning. And if I'm late, bekoinom, I will not eat lunch. I will learn tomorrow morning, and if I'm late, b'shvua, I will not sleep for 2 days. Shori lei lindure, he's allowed to make a neder, li zeruze nafshei. Da'ainu, not only to say eshne. If a person says, He feels that it's not enough a mechayev for him. Shorilei limindar lizruz nafshei. He's allowed to make a neder lizruz nafshei. He's allowed to make a neder lizruz nafshei. As I learned the Aruch HaShulcha. Why? Rav Gidal Omarav said, Nishboim lekayem es ha-mitzvah. A person is allowed to make a shvua to help him to keep the mitzvah. So while as a person is allowed to make a shvua to help him to keep the mitzvah, but mainly he's allowed to make a shvua lizruz nafshei. As I zog da'or ha-shulchan. We have to know this or ha-shulchan is very mechudish. Why? Yesh li istapek bepshat ha-gemore. When the Gemara says, shori li le'inish lizruz nafshei. He's allowed to make a shvua, I will not eat chazir. He's allowed to make a shvua, I will sit and learn. Ve'loi chayshinen that he'll be nichshol in a shvua. Why take a person is allowed to make a shvua? David HaMelech says, nishbati va'akayimo. Why take you allowed to do a shvua? The ma'ase, maybe you'll be over in a shvua. Why are you allowed to? David HaMelech says, nishbati va'akayimo. Why take you allowed to? And Shvua, you're not allowed to. Ksherim are not allowed to do Shvuas. Yid is not allowed to do Shvua. Rishoyim do Shvua, the Gemara says in Daftes. Ksherim don't do Shvua. Here, you're allowed to do a Shvua. Why are you allowed to do a Shvua? What? Because it's a mitzvah, so what? So what? So why a person allowed to do a mitzvah? A Shvua. Why a person allowed to do a Shvua? It's two ways to understand. You know, a person doesn't do shvuas, Rishoyim do shvuas, but here, choshev a reason. Yeah, but it's mot nezach. Every time it's choshev a reason. To make a shvuah, to bring a korban to Hashem, stam, as them state the Gemara that ksherim don't do stam shvuas to do zachem. So the tzad is that you're allowed to do a shvuas. The reason you're allowed to do a shvuas is because. Hopefully with the mitzvah, with the shvua together, you will keep your words. So again, I'm asking because it's an important reason, or because we hope, Taki, that you will not be over on the shvua. If it's an important reason, so the Aruch HaShulchan took it to another step. If I see that I'm not mekayim mitzvahs, I can make a knas with a shvua. Hopefully the knas with a shvua will make me to keep the Torah. This was the mahalach of the Aruch HaShulchan. But if we'll say pshat, that the reason I'm allowed to is, because when I make a shvua to keep a mitzvah, hopefully I will keep it. Over here, If I make a shvuah that if I get a plate, I will not eat lunch, so I'm allowed to get a plate, then I have a shvuah not to eat lunch. Maybe I've been nichshel and I will eat lunch. It's not a shvuah to keep the mitzvah. It's a stam shvuah. If I would not do the mitzvah, I will have a shvuah on myself. So b'meile, l'chaure b'chai gavne, who said that is a heter? Who said that is a heter? Again, he's mezarez himself to do the mitzvah. Who said maybe you'll be nichshel in the mitzvah, and b'meile later you'll be, again, when a person makes a shvuah not to eat chazir, so we say, hopefully, with the shvuah with that, he will not eat the chazir. Hopefully he will not eat the chazir. He has a shvuah, and he has a mitzvah not to eat chazir, so b'meile together it will keep him taken not to do it. Aber lo yetzuyer, lefi l'oreido uch ha-shulchan, is mayim mid ha-shulchan aruch, that the pshat is that he said, okum ve'eshne. And he hasn't eaten mitzvah. Now he's scared that he will not keep the okum ve'eshne. He makes another neder, a zaytik neder to mechazek the mitzvah. Who said a zaytik neder? You didn't find it in our sugya. In our sugya, we found a shvuah direct on the mitzvah. Aber a shvuah not direct on the mitzvah, mechatesi you're allowed to do? It's a knas on the mitzvah, mechatesi you're allowed to. No, together, no shaykhs. And the morning has one shaykh to get up or not. Say, I will not get up and I will not eat. He doesn't have a problem. He's not over on the shvuah. He's not over on the shvuah. A person says, I will not eat chazir, what will keep him? It's the issue to eat chazir, plus that he was nishba, so now he's ruzan afshay. Loshna rosh v'leicha shin and shi'i kosher. He will keep himself. He will keep it. But when a person makes a zaydik a shvuah, the chiddush of al chashulchan that b'chai gavni, you're allowed to make. Al chashulchan zok taz yeah, but it's a very big chiddush. It's a das yochi. But mikol makoyim, avadet. What? Say it. The kashas I know. Again, say it. The kashas a shvuah. Shail is bolat b'shal osh nashuchanoch. I'm saying the shach pshat. But vinit vin the shach paskins la aloche. That even though we have the Shver Elosh and Shulchan Aruch, every time when a person says that he will do a Dvar Mitzvah, he has a neder, or the Kabbalah Mu'etas, that he has to do it. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush that he has to do it. That he has to do it. A person has to keep his Kabbalah. I'm also, I remember when I was a Bocher in Ponovich, so Talmid Chochem, today is a Talmid Chochem, so when he got married, they asked him, when is the chuppah? He said, 6 bli neder. Because so, if he says 6, and the ma'i said, the chuppah happens 6:30, so the ma'i said, he's over bal yachil, lefi d'ritva. So neder ledvar mitzvah. He said, chuppah de mekadosh isha, mitzvah seser. No, for the isha is for sure mitzvah. So b'meile, vali has a mitzvah to mekadosh isha isha. Vali has a mitzvah to mekadosh isha isha. If he will not keep the mitzvah in this man, he'll be over on Yisra. So he has to say bli neid. He has to say bli neid. What? No, but not bal te'acher is gimel regolim. Bal yachel is miyad. Bal te'acher in gimel regolim. Bal yachel is over miyad. Bal yachel is over miyad. Shlomo Zalman then said it could be that Belosh Bnei Adam and a chasen is 6 means 7, so maybe it's not called. You have to know, again, Avad in a normal nedom is Tom Avad is Nishtazei. And a Kabbalah Ledvar Mitzvah, the Ran says that when a person says, Okum Ve'eshne, Nashkin Ve'nishne Perek Zeh, he has to be there first. Why he has to be there first? Because the Ran says he was Me'oirer Badovor. While he was Me'oirer Badovor, he has to be the first. Not because the Loshen Nashki means I will be first. While I'm the one that told you tomorrow morning will come up, we'll learn early, so it means I have to be there before. I remember when we learned the Dogma, Shem Zalman said, if a prince does Chavrusa, okay, so tomorrow we'll start in time. So he has to be there before his Chavrusa comes. And if not, he's Oivel Bal Yachel. It's not his Eivah Bal Yachel. Because even Val, he's the Me'oir, as Isaac Daran. Val his ma'ir badavo. He means I will be before you. No, but again, Val, he said that he will do it. As I stated in the Ran, the Ran state that the reason to do it, but the reason to do it is not because the Ashkim is mashma I will do it first. Shekevon shehu ma'ir badavo. He meant that he will be first. This is the Lashon Ran. Shekevon shehu ma'ir badavo. He has to be the first. No, I don't know what is early, what is time. I'm not going into the details. I'm saying that the Ran. I said again. It's a long answer. We're learning the Ran. As stated in the Ran, you saw it. That while, when a person says, I will do a mitzvah with the other person, while he was the first one that was Ma'irer Badovo, he has a chiyuv to mekabel it first. Even not because the Loshon. When you read the Gemara, you could think that the word Ashkim, Kilo he meant, I will be before you. This is the word Ashkim. But the Ran state that the word Ashkim is mashma before. It's a svar and a Kabbalah belief that he meant that Mistamed, this is what he means. As I stated in the Ran? Lama zendik moravait. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Nidur b'chaloim. Tzorich asor b'nei odom lehatir loy. Nidou b'chaloim tzorich asor b'nei odom lehatir loy. V'hu detonu hilchese. Aval matnu v'lo itonu loy. V'ileke detonu hilchese. Afilu matnu v'lo itonu. V'ileke. Leizel v'leisi v'parshas drochi. V'yoyv shloim v'leasoro ademik leasoro degamri hilchese. So the Ran learns pshat like this. This is the girsa of the Ran and the Gemara. Be'etzem, it's a different girsa, the Ran and the Rosh and the Gemara. The Ran's girsa is, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Nidor b'chaloim, Tzorich asoro b'meodom lehatir loy. Lekatchil ede tonu hilchese. Matnu is not enough. If you can't find tonu, matnu is enough. If you can't find matnu, Leizu v'leish v'aparshas drochim, say sholem to 10 people, they will save you in the meantime from the Yisurim, till Mikla be'asorot de gamri hilchese, chot shten tamid chachomim dat gamri hilchese, and these 10 tamid chachomim, will be matir de neder, will be matir de nidui. So lefi de Ran, you need a heter nidui. It doesn't help without a heter nidui. You have to have a heter nidui. Just like atchile matnu, if not tonu matnu, if not go to parshas drochim, near at least 10 tamid chachomim that gamri hilchese you could find. You can't find tonu, you can't do matnu, but you will find 10 tamid chachomim. And this is the Lashon HaGemara. Say sholem to 10, till mikla another 10, the gamri hilchese. This is the way the Ran learns the Gemara. נידור בחלום צורח אסור בניותם לאתר לו לפי שאפשו שבשליחו סמוקים נסנדו לפי צורח אסור לאתר ששכינו עמוהם והוא דמתנו הלכסי כלי מה דמתנו לאחרים אבל תונו בלחוד לא ידחשיב כולי והיא כדי גם סתונו הלכסי כלי מה גמורה אבל מתנו מישנו בלחוד לא ויהיה שלמה לבאסורו ומתוך שיושיבו לו שולוים יגינו לו מן האיסורים עד דמיקלה אסור וגמרי הלכסי and they will matter the needui. And they will matter the nidui. And the Rosh is mashma, that you don't have to have 10 people that will matter the nidui. You will say shalom to 10 people, and the shalom aleichem aleim is matter the nidui. And the Rosh is goyres, ad mikla be'asor de gamri ilchese, and they will say shalom to you. Look in the gears of the Rosh. וילגד אלו יתולו למדנו, ייקח את יתס, וטויב לו שיש בזדרוכים, ויקבל שולוים מבאסורה דגמרי הלכסה. Don't stand take 10 people, מקבל שולוים from 10 people, דגמרי הלכסה, and the 10 people, דגמרי הלכסה, they will be matter the needui. How? By שולוים. And the מפורש שתית כלור הזה. Yoifshalan be'asora ve'kad musivin lei have matirim v'nidui. The fact that they say shalom aleichem to him is matir the nidui. And as they state the Rav Avraham Minahar, so we have a machleikus. Lefi the Ram, you have to have a Torah's nidui, and the shalom is only to protect you till the Torah's nidui. Masha'enken, lefi the Rosh and the Meforesh, and Rav Avraham Minahar, the shalom is the heter nidui. Also in Tesis is mashma like this. Tesis is mashma, not only that, could be you don't have to have 10 mevasachas. 10 pass, they say shalom aleichem, you collect all of the 10 shalom aleichems, and b'meira you become muta. Tesis is mesupik, that Tesis says, you stand till 10 people pass. Look in the Tesis. What is wrong? Tesis explains it. Look, Tesis speaks it out. B'meile. So now, the Shaila is as it. Bishleim Ran makes sense. You have to be matir the nidu. You have to be matir the nidu. But lefi the Rosh, how the Sholem is matir the nidu? How the Sholem is matir the nidu? How Sholem could be matir the nidu? Lefi the Ran, Sholem is not matir the nidu. It protects him till the 10 come. But lefi the Rosh and the Meforesh that the Sholem is matir the nidui, how Sholem is matir the nidui? But the tshuva is, and tshuva sarosh klal ches, and tshuva sarosh klal ches, state that Yaakov achriz. The tshuva sarosh klal ches state that the yisoid of the nidui is, it's not a real nidui. It's not chal legabi de aloches. A menuda normally has to take off his shoes. Zog to here, a menuda doesn't have to take off his shoes. The nidui is only chal klapi klole veshamte. We see that he's mekulal me'ashomayim. So the mele, if 10 people give him shalem, the mele, they matzil him. Masha'in ken deran, we'll see in Amud Beis, had a tzad that he's mechuyev to be noig in all of the aloches. So the Ran had a tzad that it's mamish a real nidui. If it's a real nidui, avade has to have a heter. So this is the poshte way the Welt learns. That the Rosh learns pshat, that the yisayin of the nidui is klole, mehashomayim as a mekulel, klole. No. So man, a sholem could help. Masha'engen lefi the Ran, that it's a real nidui mehashomayim, but mainly you have to have another heter nidui. The Welt wants to say maybe another has, but what is the tzad that sholem will help? How sholem could help to be matir a nidui? Tarot says is a aloche that a menude is also b'she'il ha-sholem. While a menude is also b'she'il ha-sholem, so b'meile, if the 10 people are behaving with him and they asking him sholem, so we see that the 10 people hold that he's not menude. So the fact that they noyeg the aloches and they matir to say sholem to him, thus alein is ki'ilu they matir the nidu. You're right that they didn't say it lehedya. But that's alone is matter the nidui. This is the first chelik of the Gemara. Let me mamshich in the Gemara. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi. Yoda man shamse. He remembers in the dream who was the shliach to menade him. Mao de lishrele. He's allowed to ask this person to be matter the nidui. Is a halacha, but someone made the nidui. He has a koyach to be matter the nidui. Omar le leshamte shave shliach. They send them as Shomayim to make the nidui. They didn't send them to be matir the nidui. Omar le Ravache le Ravashi say that. So you can't go over to him to ask him to be matir the nidui. Shamte veshorele bechal memai. What would be if in the dream the same person was matir already? So if the same person was matir. So b'meile, while the same person was matir the nidui, so you can't say they didn't send him to matir the nidui. In the dream, he was also menad and he was also matir. Omar le kishem shi yefsho lebar b'loy teven, kach yefsho lechaloim b'loy dvorim b'teilim. So b'meile, we could assume that maybe he was a shliach, zog deran. That the same thing, we think that maybe Einach Hanami was a shliach to make the Maisa Nidui, about the fact that he had a dream that he was matir the nidui, did was taket dvorim betailim. So the Shalmin Adorim frek the kasha. Well, Shalmin Adorim frek the kasha. Frek the Shalmin Adorim. Frek the Shalmin Adorim. First the Gemara asked the kasha, if I know who is the person, I could ask him to be matir the nidui. So the Gemara, no. Maybe they send them a shliach to make the nidui, but they didn't send them a shliach to be matir the nidui. Frek the Gemara, he was matir himself in the dream. So Gemara, ain chalem el dvorim betailim. Maybe the first part was real, the second part was not real. Frek the Shalmin Adorim. So Barazay, even in the first case, how you could ask him to be matir the nidui, maybe the nidui is true, but this guy is a dvorim betailim. Yeah, the Gemara says, I know who was menad. I know who was menad. I could ask him to be matir. Zog the Gemara, no, maybe they send him a shliach to the nidui, not a shliach for the heter. Zog the Gemara, what if he was matir in the dream? Zog the Gemara, the first part was real, the second part was not real. Frek the Shalmin Adorim. Look inside what he answers. Frek the Shalmin Adorim. Why did the Gemara in the beginning has to say that they send him a shliach to make the nidui, and not a shliach to be matur the nidui, but maybe you can't ask him to be matur the nidui on them? Say, ein chalom b'lo dvorim b'teilim. So maybe take the woman nadu you in the dream, but when you saw that person, it's not a real person. It's a dvorim b'teilim that it's him. That's him, it's someone else. What is the first case? You don't know who was menadu you. I remember I was menudu b'chalom. Then you have to have 10 people. What if you know who the person? Maybe I could ask that person. Maybe they send him a shliach for one way, not for the other way. What if he was already matir in the chaloyim? Maybe the second part is dvorim b'teilim. Adorim. So even in the middle case, why you have to come to the chiddush that maybe they send him a shliach to menade and not a shliach to be matir on them? Say maybe it's dvorim b'teilim that it's it. So what? 10 times. So the Shalmin Adorim brings down the teretz and chasim sefer that you don't say ein chalom b'lo dvorim b'teilim only in two stories in the dream, a nidui and a heter. But you don't say lemoshel when someone was menade, maybe it was a nidui and not that person. You don't say maybe it's a nidui and not that person. You only say it was a nidui, the meister nidui, yes, the heter not. But the Oruch HaShulchan and the Eilas HaShachar, they want to learn Pshat and Einach Nami. After the second teretz of the Gemara doesn't have to answer the first chaylik. First the Gemara has said, you have a nidui, you have to go to 10 people. What if I know the person? No, maybe they didn't send him to a shliach. What if he was matir? Ein chalem b'leidvorim b'teilim. Now that ein chalem b'leidvorim b'teilim, so you don't have to come already now to say that they gave him a heter to make the nidui and they didn't give him a heter to be matir. You could say, ein chalem b'leidvorim b'teilim, maybe the nidui is taking him, but the heter is not him. Maybe the nidui is taka emes, but it's not this person. Lama mamshich dera, lama zen dera. This ran be'etzem is the yisayin of the sugya. Tzorich iyun b'mishenidou b'chaloyim im tzorich linoik b'chol dinei menuda. We said the Rosh says klor that you don't have to. The Rosh says klor that you don't have to. Tshuvas HaRosh. But the ran is mesupek mishenidou b'chaloyim im tzorich linoik b'chol dinei menuda. And we pass in la'alochem isofek, we have to be machmir. Umistabreli de'af al gav de'amrin en hochi. The mission ido b'chaloyim. Tzorich heter, en lilmoid mikan l'mishenoda b'chaloyim shi'e tzorich heter. De'hoche ha'inu taime mishum de'ike le'meimar shimin ha'shomayim nidu. Ma she'ein lo'imar ken b'neder. Elo sheroisi le'arash bazal b'tshuve shemaise b'olefonov v'yitzricho yata. The Ran has an interesting shaila. A person that has a neder b'chaloyim has to have a heter on the neder or not? The Ran says no. Elo sheroisi le'arash bo, that the rashbo in tshuve is misupek. Elo sheroisi le'arash bo, that the rashbo b'tshuve is misupek. Frek the Welt. What is the tzad that a neder b'chaloyim will have to have a heter? What is the tzad that a neder b'chaloyim will have to have a heter? Neder is levata b'sfasayim. Neder is levata b'sfasayim. Neder is levata b'sfasayim. What is the tzad that a neder b'chaloyim? Neder b'chaloyim, me'ashomayim do menadehim. What is the tzad that a neder b'chaloyim will have to have a heter? So it's two drochim. If you see the Tshuvas HaRashbo inside what the Ran brings down, it's mashma, like in Nidui, they told you, we don't want you, we malchik you, Hashem doesn't want you to eat it. As a Mashamayim, Mashamayim, they want you to be malchik from the Zach. As Evim is a Nidui Mashamayim, they malchik you in Hashamayim. Mashamayim, they don't want you. So Maisa al-Chokim in Hashamayim. Maisa al-Chokim in Hashamayim. One way. In the Chasam Sofer, in Rabbi Yankiv Endin, state, no, we're speaking here on Nidri Mitzvah, and as a klal, Ein Odom, Choylem Balaylo, Elo Mirurei Liboy, so Mistome, he thought about it by day, and Nidri Mitzvah Achal Balev, so B'meila, we Choyshesh, and Mistome by day, he thought about the Neder, and B'meila, he has to be Choyshesh. As I saw the Pischet Shuvah, B'Shem Nechasim Sofer, so again, we have two drochim why a person has to make a heter for a neder b'chaloyim. Why a person has to make a heter neder b'chaloyim? On the mitzad that al chokim me'ashomayim, they showed him me'ashomayim that they don't want him to do this. On the not mitzad al chokim me'ashomayim. Mitzan nidri mitzvah that he was mistoma mekabel balei. What is the nafkemine? Zog the veil, three nafkemines la aloche. One nafkemine, what would be if it's not nidri mitzvah? If it's arachokim in Hashomayim, so everything that they were marchik me Hashomayim, he has to be careful. Mashayengen, if it's mitzad irurim baleiv, and nidorim acholim baleiv, so it's a vade only a nidri mitzvah. If it's not read a mitzvah, he doesn't have to. Second nafkemine, what would be if a lady had a dream? A isha had a dream. The husband could be matir the neder or not. Zog the world, it's totally. If it's mitzad al-chokim ha-shomayim, the husband is not a man d'omar to be matir. Masha'en kein. If it's mitzad irurim balev, if it's mitzad irurim balev, the husband could be matir. Nidre ishto, a person could be matir, nidre ishto. So he goes to people and they have a koach to be matir. Da steht in the sugi that. All of them, nidre also meshumayim the machik and you can go over the people. The Shulchan Aruch state that lekatchila you have to have 10 people to be matir the neder. As if you need the Meshomayim, you go to people and they matter. Here also, you go to people and they matter. Shavuz HaRashba says you have to have 10 people to be matter the Neder. So again, we have two tzdodim why the Neder is Chal. One tzad that the Neder is Chal as a Chokim Meshomayim, and Shavuz HaRashba is Mashba, you have to have 10 people, Shechonor brings down, you have to have 10 people to be matter the Neder. Oda mitzad Chasim Sefer, the Rabbi Yankiv Emdin, it's mitzad Irurim Balev, and Val is Irurim Balev, so Dvar Mitzvah is Chal. So Dvar Mitzvah is Chal. Dvar Mitzvah is Chal Balei. So we said the first nafkemina is that if it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, if it's a Rechokim HaShomayim, it doesn't have to be a Dvar Mitzvah. If it's Chal Mitzad HaLev, if it's Chal Mitzad HaLev, Avada or Navada, it's only if Lemaise Dvar Mitzvah, not Dvar Mitzvah, Lev doesn't help. Second nafkemina, if Isha had a Neder, if it's Mitzad Rechokim HaShomayim, only the Beis Din, Asoro, Beis Din could be matir. If it's mitzad a neder, avada the husband could be matir. The third nafkamina zog the shach v'tas. The shach says that the husband could be matir. The tas says the husband cannot be matir. The kerenoira says another nafkamina. What would it be if someone else comes over to you? I had a dream that you made a neder. So the aloch is if someone comes over to you, I had a dream that me'ashamayim do menader you. So the person has to have a heter. They don't have to tell him. They could tell someone else that he menader. So if someone comes over to you, I had a dream that Mashamay Domenada you, you have to have a heter. What would be if a person comes over to you, I had a dream that you made a nether? If it's Mashamayim that they don't want you to eat the Zach, so even if someone else had a nether, Zog de Kiranoiro, you will have to have a heter. But if it's Mitzadi Hure Liboy, well, if you had a dream, why do you have to be careful? It's only a dream. What's the difference if you... What is the difference if you dream or someone else dreams? Nebuch, I dream. What's the difference? Sarah Chaloimus gave you a dream, you have to be careful, so he gave it to him. I don't understand. I don't see the difference. I don't see the difference. What? I'm not. We're speaking on a lie, you're speaking? I don't understand. I don't understand what you're speaking about. If it's a lie, it's a lie. Someone had a dream that you had another. What did he want? He had a dream. Why would you have a dream you have to keep it? What is the difference if you see it or not? Wait. You're speaking a liar? A guy had a dream. What is the difference? So if it's mitzat. Zog de keren oiro. If it's mitzad al-chokim ha-shamayim, so avada, even as they be in the nidri, if someone else had a dream, you have to keep it. So the zel bezach, if someone else had a dream that you made a nether, avada, you have to keep it. Avada, you have to keep it. Masha'ein kein. If it's mitzad kabole, it's only if you mekabel, if someone else is not mekabel. I want to tell you something sharp. Frank de Welt, what is the shaykhis in this Ran, the first line to the second line? How you limpshat in the Ran in Chesamud Beis? What is the shaykhis, the first line to the other three lines? The first line, the Ran is mesupek, mishen ido b'chaloim has to keep the halachas or not. Then you have three more lines, if a neder b'chaloim, you have to keep the halachas or not. Why these things are together in the same run? You could say at the end of the sugya, pack it together. Take the mahalach. One of the shaykhs, a likut of all the shaykhs in the sugya, zog de lomdim. This run is one run be'etzem. This run is one run. The run starts a nidu. You have to keep the halachas. Or you don't have to keep the halachas. It's one tzad, you don't have to keep the halachas, like Tshuvas HaRosh. Or you have to keep the halachas. Second shayla, if you had a neder b'chaloyim, you have to keep it or not. Zog de lomdim, very poshut. If the Ran would not have the first suffix, he can't write the second suffix. Why? If the Rosh is right, that even by nidu, you don't have to keep the halachas. You just have the people to say Shalom Aleichem to you. Then you had a dream that you said a neder, you will not eat a piece of bread. No. L'mayin afkemina. Even a neder in the dream I don't have to keep. So l'mayin afkemina a neder in the dream? L'mayin afkemina. If a neder in the dream I don't have to keep the halachas. So what is an afkemina if I made a neder in the dream? Zog deran. First I misupek maybe neder, you have to keep the halachas. Ah, neither you have to keep the halachas. Maybe in a nether also you have to keep the halachas. Other efshar nisht. This is the pshat in the Ran. Lechura, it's totally in the two pshatim. If the nether is medina rchoke, so taki the Ran is right. Only if you have to keep the nidui, then is a mokim to clear if you have to keep the nether. But if we'll say that the shayla of the nether is mitzad nidrei mitzvah balev, so could be nidu you don't have to keep the halachas. And in a neder, you have to keep the halachas. What is the shaykhis nidu to neder? Again, the Ran says, sofek if nidu has to keep the halachas or not. Not a sofek if neder has to keep the halachas. So in the lomdim, what is the shaykhis of the two things? If nidu doesn't have to keep, koshke neder doesn't have to keep. So the Ran, on the tzad that nidu has to keep, maybe neder also has to keep. This is good if you learn that the reason you have to keep the neder is mitzad, me'ashamayim mirchiku. So it's not only a nidu, not a neder. But if nidu doesn't have to, for sure neder doesn't have to. But if we say that the tzad of neder is mitzad, that kabbalah belev, that he was mekabel belev, and mele he has to do it, so even if nidu doesn't have to keep the halachas, could be neder has to keep the halachas. So in the Ran is mashma, and based on the Loshon in the Ran also, that the tzad to keep the halachas of neder is take, not mitzad irurim balev, not from the parsha of Nedarim, only the parsha of Meshamayim. And the Shulchan Aruch says that if la'aloch we choishes to shita sarashbo, and if you have a neder in the chaloyim, you have to be matir it. So the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have 10 people, and they have to be oyavim. As if in the tovas chaloyim, you have to take 10 friends. You have to try to find 10 friends to be matir the neder b'chaloyim. So it's not mitzad the parsha of Nedarim. It's mitzad the parsha of Nidui. The next sugya, just wanted to give a hakdome. The next sugya that we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem is a big machlekes Rosh and Ran. We have to see, and the aside of the shaila is when a person goes to get a heter for the chacham, he has to go himself and be there, or he doesn't have to be there. And we'll have to clear for 2 reasons. He has to be there for bakoshas heter mima'alaschem, hareini mevakesh ha'toro mima'alaschem, and when they matir mutar loch, he has to be there, or there's no aloch that he has to be there. They have to know that he wants to be matir. But if they know, even if he's not there, and even if they don't see him, could be the heter eschal. See, it's a big machlekes Rosh and Ran, Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow we'll see the same.